For migrants on their way to the United States from South America, a key stopover is a Colombian town, where they prepare to enter a thick, roadless rainforest on the border with Panama. Traffic through the jungle is slowing. Reporter John Otis explains why.
Scores of migrants gather on the wharf in Necoclí on Colombia's Caribbean coast. Most are from Venezuela, but there's a smattering of Africans, Chinese, Ecuadorians, and Haitians. Because they lack visas, flying to the U.S. is not an option. So they're taking a roundabout overland route through South and Central America, then Mexico. They wrap their luggage in plastic, then board a boat that will take them across a bay to where the Darien jungle begins. Then they'll spend up to a week walking 60 miles to get to the first village on the Panamanian side of the border.
The migrants are wearing life jackets. They've got their passports encased in plastic. They're drinking water, buying last-minute food supplies, and getting set for the Darien jungle.
The boat pulls away from the dock, and the migrants are on their way. While navigating the rainforest, hundreds of migrants have been robbed, killed, or raped, and some have drowned in fast-flowing rivers. Yet they're so desperate to get to the U.S. that last year, 250,000 people braved the Darien jungle, an all-time high. But the migrant flow is finally starting to abate. On May 11th, the Biden administration put in place new rules for entering the U.S. that are, in some ways, much tougher on migrants. Now, those caught entering the U.S. without a visa could face criminal prosecution and a 5-year ban from re-entering the country. Those seeking asylum must first prove they were denied asylum in a country they traveled through on their way to the U.S. UN officials tell NPR that before the new rules took hold, between 1,000 and 1,500 migrants were crossing the Darien jungle every day. Now, they say, that number has dropped to between 500 and 700.
Desde el 11 de mayo.
Natalie Vasquez, who manages one of the main ferry services here in Necoclí, immediately felt the impact.
La mitad, 250, bajó un 50%.
She says her ticket sales to boat passengers heading to the Darien jungle have dropped by half. The changes are also visible on the town's waterfront. It used to be filled with migrants camping out in tents as they prepared to cross the jungle. Now, most of the tents are gone and tourists have reclaimed the sandy beaches. But this lull may be temporary. The factors driving migration, like rising crime, political instability, and economic strife, are getting worse across much of South America.
Yo manejo un bus.
This Ecuadorian bus driver who I meet on the wharf in Necoclí says he left his homeland after he was threatened by gang members demanding extortion payments. They pulled a knife on me twice because I didn't want to pay them off, he says. I was really scared. That's why I fled. Farther down the beach, I meet Rudy Heredia. 5 years ago, she fled the economic crisis in her native Venezuela and resettled in Peru. There, she sold empanadas while her husband worked construction. But Heredia explains that anti-government protests in January paralyzed Peru and cut off the flow of building supplies to much of the country. Her husband lost his construction job, so now they're on their way to the U.S. For migrants here in Necoclí, the path forward is especially daunting. First, they'll have to make it across the Darien jungle in one piece. Then, they'll have to navigate the onerous new U.S. immigration rules. Still, none of this has stopped Luis Flores, who's heading north with several fellow Venezuelans. He says, even if we get deported from the U.S. 5 times, we will come back 5 times. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Necoclí, Colombia.